Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah! Let's go! It's AFC Championship time. What is Josh Allen going to hear when he gets ready to call a snap count at 5:30 Sunday night? What is he going to hear? And music to our ears would be false start or delay of game, number 17 on the offense. That's what we want. Because that's when you all take over and do your thing. It is awesome to be here tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee in Liberty, which is a fantastic location. Love being in the Northland. Not far from William Jewell College, where for years the Chiefs had their summer camp. So here in Liberty, great history in this community, not far from Liberty High School, Liberty North, and this is just a great place to be here for our Chiefs Kingdom show days before what I think is the biggest football game in our city's history. And I'll get to that in a second. But let me just bring this up. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to hear from Andy Reid here very shortly. Kind of a different format tonight. We're going to get Andy's comments on a few things earlier in the show because he's in AFC Championship lockdown mode. Also, as our special guest tonight, one of the greatest punters in the history of the National Football League. He changed the game and one of the most popular players in Chiefs history, Dustin Colquitt, is here tonight. Number two forever. This just in, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to play in the AFC Championship game for the seventh consecutive year. That is second in NFL history. That is huge. Andy Reid got his 300th career coaching win. That is huge. And this game coming up, oh, and by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs defense, first of all, special teams did their thing. Nico Remigio, 65 yards on a kickoff return. Leo Chanel, we know, has busted Caveman Bob's hammer before. He also busted his second kick because he blocks a field goal, and he is full of violence and physicality and a nice guy. But still, he's our guy. That's pretty awesome on special teams and what we were able to do there. But 8 sacks against the Houston Texans. Yeah. And their great quarterback, C.J. Stroud, I think he's great. Good young quarterback. But when you get 8 sacks on a dude, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. And just our Dustin Colquitt will be with us in just a few minutes. And he, of course, put down the hammer like no other in his history as a player guest. Now, why is this the biggest game in our city's history? In my opinion, IMO, hear this out. We are the ninth back-to-back Super Bowl champion in National Football League history. Of the eight previous Super Bowl champions, none of them made it back to the Super Bowl to even have a shot for a third. In fact, of the eight champions, only three made it as far as we have made it, and all three lost in this game. The 1976 Steelers, the 1990 San Francisco 49ers, and the 1994 Dallas Cowboys. And so we can make NFL history, not just franchise history, NFL history, by winning this game and getting to New Orleans for a chance for a three-peat. It'll be the farthest any back-to-back champion has ever been. That is huge. All right. Andy Reid, how crazy it? 27th playoff win, second in NFL history. In 26 seasons, Andy Reid has coached in 12 conference championship games. That is huge. Also, Patrick Mahomes now has tied Joe Montana, second in the most playoff wins. That's pretty amazing and awesome. I also want to throw this out for our fans. We got the Redcoaters are here. The Geeks are here. Snowstorm Sandy put together this incredible album that I brought in for people to look at over 30 years of this show and what it has meant. So a big thank you to Snowstorm Sandy. We know about Susie Bling Bling bringing cookies. Dan is here. He'll tote in many times what Jerry made from the Redcoaters of a display for the show. We know about Caveman Bob and his cousin Cowboy Bob and what they did in making the hammer. But I also want to give a shout-out, because I said each one of these postseason shows, because Weird Wolf has designed these special pins. And the special pin this week is the 1966 season AFL championship game. To me, it is the least talked big game in our history. The Chiefs went to Buffalo, who were back-to-back AFL champions, and beat them 31-7 at the old rock pile of War Memorial Stadium. And this is a pin commemorating that victory. We're going to talk about with Dustin, because in that game, which I didn't know this till this afternoon, a fumble was recovered on a kickoff by Gerald Wilson, the punter, who was on kickoff coverage. What? The punter on kickoff coverage. You wouldn't think about that today unless it was Matt Araiza. He'd go down and kill somebody. But anyway, this pin to commemorate, and this team went to Super Bowl I. They played in the very first Super Bowl, a great victory over the Buffalo Bills. Okay, a chance to hear from Andy before we go to break. And the first is the fact that Andy has coached in this game. Half of the years he's been a head coach, almost half, he has coached in the conference championship game. So here we are again against these guys in the postseason. But in this game, in what could be the most historic championship game, and from a back-to-back winner going for a chance for a three-peat, Andy Reid says this is a whole nother level.
It's a high level of football, and you got to handle it that way. You know, I mean, you get to test yourself, and close to the highest level besides Super Bowl, this is the highest level. So I think that's. Yeah, that's kind of what it's all about for coaches and players.
And how about Travis Kelce? 7 catches in that game. 117 yards against the Houston Texans. Another touchdown. That's 20 postseason touchdown receptions. Really close to Jerry Rice's all-time record. But Kelce does have the all-time record for postseason receptions with 172. That's the most of any pass catcher in NFL history in the playoffs. Kelce was awesome against Houston. Coach Reid was asked about Kelce getting open and going to another level. You'll hear the highlight later. Playoff Pat, the playoff Kelce for the 18th time. Those two have been together, hooked up for a pass catcher from a quarterback. That's the most in NFL history in the postseason. But Coach Reid sees this differently because Travis Kelce has a surrounding cast that helps him and helped him Saturday and will help him Sunday.
I think more of it is just we've got a variety of guys around him. I mean, he's the opportunities that he's had, he's done well with, and I don't think it's his play that has been reduced. Everybody asks about age, by age or physical ability or anything. I just think that you've got a variety of guys that we've been able to use around him. And when we didn't, then teams were ganging up on him. So it's a good problem now because guys are healthy and we've got choices out there and they can't really just focus on him.
It's a big deal. And the fact that we do have so many weapons and our running back room has been outstanding, as well as a bevy of wide receivers. But playoff Pat to playoff Kels, already historic. Now here come the Buffalo Bills again. Yep, it's interesting. As Josh Allen has a 4-1 record against us in the regular season. And big thanks to Jerry coming by and Dan, who hauls out around that hardwood in his case. But anyway, Andy Reid thinks a lot of Josh Allen. So do I. He's had a remarkable season. In fact, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills this year has tied an all-time NFL record. Only 8 giveaways the entire season. Josh had all 8, but keep this in mind. From 2020 to 2023, Josh Allen threw 57 interceptions. This year, he's thrown 6. He's completely changed his game. He's done an amazing job, and Andy Reid acknowledges it, as do I.
Well, he's having arguably his best year, and he's had some pretty good years over the 7 years. So his turnover ratio is phenomenal. I mean, he's right at the top of the league there with throwing interceptions and that. So we've got to, make sure that we're able to pressure him. And at the same time, when you pressure him, that when he's throwing the ball, you got to make sure you keep him in the pocket because he's as good a runner as they have, and he's big. And so if you get home, you better wrap up with him. Things he's doing better, though, is he's more relaxed back there. He's seeing it. He's not forcing it to anybody. He's using all his guys and doing a great job with it.
And there's Andy Reid talking about Josh Allen, who has had an outstanding year and was good in their victory last night over the Baltimore Ravens. So here come the Bills again, 5:30. They are looking for their first trip to the Super Bowl in 30 years. So there's a lot of history on the line for the Buffalo Bills. We already know what's on the line for us with the Kansas City Chiefs. Being here at the Liberty Hy-Vee reminds me of score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. A lot of you took advantage of it on Sunday after the Saturday win over the Houston Texans. Well, shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score and based on the amount that you spend. If the Chiefs score 42 points, you save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. So win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. And remember, anything you need for your tailgate, the best, your tailgate headquarters is Hy-Vee. Whether you're going to the game or you're going to have a watch party, listen party, Hy-Vee is where you need to go to elevate your tailgate. You'll find everything you need, meats, veggies, snacks. You can find it all at Hy-Vee. When we come back, we have a special guest tonight, one of the greatest players in Chiefs history, one of the most popular players in Chiefs history. Dustin Colquitt will join me after this at the Liberty Hy-Vee, Liberty, Missouri, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Hales at T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
6-3 Kansas City. 6:52 to go. Second quarter. Noah Gray back into the game. 3 seconds on the play clock. Mahomes out of the shotgun. Here comes a big rush. Pass over the middle. Wide open at the 40 of the Texans. It's Kelsey. 35, 30. Breaks a tackle. 20. Near side. 15. Stiff-arms a man. He's all the way down to the Texan 5-yard line with a 49-yard catch and run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like Kelce in his rookie season. Playoff Kelce's back.
Yeah, we're back at the Liberty Hy-Vee in the Northland. Liberty, Missouri, not far from the campus of William Jewell College, longtime home of the Kansas City Chiefs summer camp. We want to give a shout out too. We got fans here tonight from New Jersey, one of our biggest fans here from the state of New Jersey. Also here is Casey Mike from San Bernardino, California. And prayers up for the folks, obviously, in SoCal and what they're dealing with. Particularly, man, you get the Pacific Palisades area and up in there. It's been a really rough go. And also joining us tonight virtually is Danielle from Maine. There is Danielle from Maine, yes, joining us, FaceTiming us tonight. We've had our Arizona fans, right, and others. So it's awesome here, just days away from the AFC Championship game, the seventh AFC Championship game in a row for the Kansas City Chiefs, and the 12th in 26 years for Andy Reid, which is just mind-boggling to me. To me, it's the biggest game, I think, in our city's history coming up, because we can have back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, which has never happened in the history of the National Football League. All right. He's back. He's back. The two-time Pro Bowler. A 15-year career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Super Bowl 54 champion. He owns six franchise records. One of the most popular players ever to wear the red, white, and gold. Ladies and gentlemen, forever number two, Dustin Colquitt. Let's do it right here, baby. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. And nobody puts the hammer down like Dustin Colquitt, except maybe Leo Chanel, who like busted Caveman Bob's thing into pieces. And then he tried to repair it. Tried to weld it, actually, and then Brian Cook broke it. So,
oh my God,
you can see you got your choice, man.
I remember the first time I hit that table. I remember, like, you know, you're supposed to kind of hit it, not go through the table.
Yeah, that broke Dave and Buster's that night. It was it was only a $10,000 table. I thought it was pretty cool. That's famous, though. You know, that's famous. We still talk about that. When players will go, do I hit the table? I go, Dustin Colquitt hit the table harder than any human being ever has. They're like, what, the old punter? Yeah, the old punter. Anyway, it's great to see you. Oh, my gosh, were you so good on the drum? How good was he Saturday on the drum?
I had so much energy in my veins from all of you folks. I kind of got carried away. My plan was just to keep the beat, don't mess it up. And then I don't know where all that came from, the both hands. And I don't know, I got a little tired there for a second. And then I almost popped my calf watching them. I thought we were going to have a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I'd have probably jumped into the field.
Oh, it was so fantastic. And I was in a couple meetings today at the practice facility, and that was the discussion, just how much energy and how you set the tone.
Oh, well,
so good to
that.
See you back, but, I mean, it was just – you were cranking it now.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. I'd seen that done for years. I remember, like, just everybody doing it down on the field, including, like, Paul Rudd. We've had so many really fun people that love Chiefs Kingdom so much. And when I got there, I just think I kind of blacked out and took it out on the drum.
Will Ferrell in the scene in Old School, the debate, just blacked out.
Yeah, just blacked out.
So the you and I are not, I don't think we've ever been confused for being intelligent. So you do it. How cold was it up there?
I've never been. So I was like, every fan that sits up there in that station, that little section up there, it's a big section, but needs to be paid to be up there. I mean, because
so cool.
like when I'd look down, like yelling at them and, you know, doing what I normally do, I'm looking down, I'm seeing some of them, and I'm like, that's Tom Coughlin? That looks like Tom Coughlin's face. Remember him at Green Bay?
Yeah.
And I was like, God. But, and then every stitch of clothing they had on was like built to weather any storm. So that was magic. But that's a magic building, and we get great players and an organization. Nobody else does that.
No.
Nobody
so cool.
else does that.
So you did it. I did it on Christmas Eve of 2022 against the Seahawks. It was a day just like that. It was so cold. And then I thought, hey, I'll call the first quarter from up there. Bad idea. I was like, my wife was my spotter. There's a great picture that we have. You talk about love. She is up there freezing to death and bite my spotter. And I'm like, when is this over? Like, when are we going? Oh, my gosh, it was so cold.
Oh, I was good. And Jeremy was like, he's like, hey, you're got to be ready in like 15 minutes. And I was like, until we start? Like, well, and too, like, I had this ring on and I was afraid it was going to like fling off. Mm. But it was like when I got done, it was frozen to my hand. This finger didn't work for like 2 quarters after that. I got lucky. Barry and Lisa were. He was like, "Get these hand warmers." And finally, my finger was like, "Ah!" And I got to like take it off.
Let me count them. 1, 2, 3. You got them all.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. You got
this
them all.
This one's still kind of purple, though.
I was going to say, let's hope that one makes it to Thursday. But it was just awesome, and to get that victory, and to have you back, and have all that energy. Let's just talk about this team and where it's at right now. You played in the AFC. We just heard Andy's comments about being in the AFC Championship game. And, again, it's amazing. Half of his career he's been in this game, either in the NFC 5 times with the Eagles, 7 times for us. You played at this level in this game. What is playing in this game at this level like?
I mean, it's amazing because our owner's name dons the trophy, and it's in the building, you know, and that's a rarity, but it hasn't been for the last 6 of the last 7 years, right? And so I remember – kind of looking back, we had interviews and stuff like following the Super Bowl, and I remember kind of the most other than winning in Houston, giving you a hug at like after the game, we finally, you know, get the monkey off our back and win this big playoff game. Those white towels are up there for 7 seconds, and then they put them down and threw them down and all that. It's the AFC Championship game and kind of presenting, you know, Clark and Lamar Jr. and everybody mm-hmm. with that trophy that dons their last name. Just because we all know that we're lucky that they said, we're out of Dallas, we're coming to Kansas City, to a town that, I mean, this is SEC football on steroids, right? I mean, and so special. That was the most kind of emotional win. I see videos and stuff all the time, and I'm not a huge like crier, but I'm like crying like after the game, just because of what it meant to like all the fans that had pushed through 2-14, 4-12 seasons, and all the change and stuff in the organization. So that was just a huge moment in my life. Not career. It's not even that about that. It's about like a big moment in my life.
I was so happy, because we'll get to this after the break, of what you had to fight through, but when you won Super Bowl 54, but you just have said it so very well, it felt like we won 2 Super Bowls that year. Because mm-hmm. when we finally won the Lamar Hunt Trophy, after it went to the Patriots and the Steelers, we won it. And we won it in our stadium, his stadium. And just that moment, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just I'll always look back and know when the turning point was, when Clark made that big decision to bring Andy Reid in this small market. And I'm like, anybody that comes here knows it's not a small, it's the biggest NFL market. And it's because of the people in that building. And so just seeing everybody that you'd seen for years, and people that yelled at me at the punting, you know, kicking net and threw stuff over. Like I was doing like a couple little autographs afterwards, and they had these 3 little girls with their parents and stuff. They had all their snow stuff on and then cheerleading stuff on over it. And I was like, hey, is this your first game? And she was like, no. And I was like, you got to be excited to be here, right? And I think she was kind of looking up for Taylor Swift and all that. It was so cute. But then she looked down at me, and I was good until this point. Mm. And she looked down, and she's like, will you wear my friendship bracelet? And I was just like, oh, my gosh. I miss my daughter. But they're so cute. It's just – I love this new injection of fandom that we have every year coming around. And we have such good guys in the locker room, too, right?
I mean, unreal.
Just unreal.
Unreal.
And this guy had a big game.
Ooh,
this guy had a
did
big
he
game.
Ever? Yeah. 87. This group, and we've said it before, and this crew that's been here most of the time for these shows, if not all the time, has seen that. Because every guy that comes here, everybody leaves with a different perspective, do you not? And this crew of guys, top to bottom, this is a team full of Dustin Colquitts. Mm. The character of these guys is incredible. And I think you've seen it. You carry out, how do you win all these close games? And now we sit here on the cusp of doing something that's never been done, and that is to get a back-to-back team to the Super Bowl. It's never happened. That could happen Sunday night.
Yeah, and I definitely think it will. I spent a little bit of time I talked to you on the phone in the locker room, but I got to see all those guys and kind of familiarize myself with some of the new faces and stuff. and guys like George, and I mean, you can go on and on, but this has become a free agent destination, like where people want to come and love. And the first thing they say, because I'm like, hey, man, because I lived in Kansas City for 18 plus years, and I was like, hey, what? How's Kansas City? Like, how do you like it compared to, you know, your other stops? And they're like, oh my gosh, I've never been more involved in a community. The community is unreal. And it's even Andy, you know, Rick Burkholder, anybody that comes here, Mark Donovan from Philly First, you know, obviously those guys, it's the best kept secret. I told him when Andy first got here, he's like, well, what do I need to know? You've been here for 8 years. It's our first year. And, you know, we're used to the Northeast. And I was like, if the weather was better here in Kansas City, you'd have to build a fence to keep people out. And that's true.
It is.
And I don't tell people, are like, hey, I'm thinking about moving to Kansas City. I'm like, no, don't do that. We got a good secret here.
Come here and spend some money. But yeah. No, this is awesome. It's just great to have you here tonight. We're going to get into more throughout the evening, but how cool is it to have Dustin Colquitt here tonight? 6 nights away from this huge AFC championship game. So let's do it one more time before we go to break. We got him here, man. Let's just do this. It's time for the Chiefs to put the hammer down. That's right, and beat the Bills. Beat the Bills' butts. All right, we'll be back with more from number two forever after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
12:03 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 13-12. They have third down and goal to go at the 11.5-yard line of Houston. Three receivers to the right. Mahomes stepping up again, tries to throw. Light caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce owning this game. An 11-yard touchdown. Playoff Pat to playoff Kelce. And the Chiefs lead 19-12. Playoff Pat to playoff Kelce. Wow. 19 times they have teamed up for that. And it's an all-time National Football League playoff record. And so just incredible to see those two team up again. And here come the Buffalo Bills Sunday night. Again, the Chiefs are trying to become the first team in NFL history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and just make it back for a shot in the Super Bowl for a three-peat. No other team has done it. None of the other eight back-to-back champions, and only three have made it to this point prior to the Chiefs. A reminder, too, with the folks here at Hy-Vee, and we've talked about this all year, but it's really cool. The KC Takeaway Sandwich is back a little bit more. Louisiana spin, great for the playoffs. Safety Justin Reed teamed up with Hy-Vee and Zarda, so check it out. And again, the portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas City. So it's the special barbecue sandwich from Hy-Vee, also from Zarda, and with Justin Reed all behind it. So Justin Reed's got a 2. He just has a 0 behind it, but number 2. And Joshua Williams, you do good things, buddy, but you better wear that number 2 with pride, because we know the number 2 forever is our guest tonight, Dustin Colquitt. Let's just call it what it. Dustin Colquitt changed the game. Yeah. You changed the game, making the punter a 12th defender. Watching you for 15 years and your wizardry and the fact that you're so competitive, but the league puts out stats, gross punt, which really, that was the, who was the dude from the Raiders that always made it every year?
Leckler,
every year. He just banged it for 55 yards, and then the dude to run it back for 35. Well, okay, it just nets 30. That's no good. So net's more important than gross. But inside the 20 is a stat that they keep. How many times did a punter... You made that obsolete because Dustin Colquitt set, made it inside the 10. His punts, I kept track of them. I mean, it was amazing. And every time you did it, I just go crazy because something good would happen from that. What about, do you ever think about it of like in those 15 years? Because now, guys, the punters are doing it with great skill. But you, to me, were really the first guy to do it.
Yeah, really, you started talking about that inside the 10. Obviously, if they have to drive 80 yards, the percentage of them getting in field position to have like a the other red zone, I kind of had a red zone too. And if you fill up the 10-yard line, there's a lot of time you get that ball back on your side of the field, especially in Arrowhead because it's windy. And in the winter, we know it's cold. The ball doesn't compress. But, like, when you started talking about that 10-yard line, I realized that, you know, most punters, they get in there, they do the rugby now. I started doing that, I think, my fourth year in. But my big time to try to be super aggressive was, like, in between, like, the 30s. Because, like, I knew that if I could steal one that looked like it was going to go for a touchback but kind of like lawn dart, like hit and came back, I knew I could steal a couple more. You see the rugby punt is kind of morphing into – you got a lot more Australian guys in the league now. You see them doing not a rollout, but it's like a half little mini step and they kick it. But a lot of those balls are coming down at the 23, 19, like, and they're not what I would say counting for your defensive coordinator going, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Here we go. Like – Spags was—he was like, "You got to keep filling that thing up because it just changes the other offensive mindset. You got to kind of close up, maybe run, get some yards, and then they're kind of happy just getting, you know, back up decent field position and punting again." So, my big thing was be really aggressive in between the 30s and try to steal inside the 10s.
You were a maestro at it, Minnesota Fats. I called you with the pool cue, like these backspin shots. It was great, and how you just messed with punt returners. How many – you bring your bag of tricks out there. How many punts did you end up with at the end of your career? Like, oh, and you named them, right? There's like Sparky and Billy.
Yeah, you were like, you need to hit the slider again. The one that it spirals up, and so they think it's going to go further, and then it like cuts back down opposite of like where they think. And then I was like, yeah, I gotta have a little bit more in my golf bag. So when it comes out, because they start – my rookie year, I had like 9 muff punts, and it becomes in everybody's head. And so then you have these teams like the Raiders with Leckler. He was a right-footed guy. They start signing Glenn Pakulak the week of to punt in practice. And then they make a Jugs that shoots, you know, that spins both ways. And then Glenn's like, dang it, I don't have a job. They have a machine to shoot left and right-footed. But, you know, it's all, it was wild. But, no, it was, you know, the honor of my life to serve this city in the capacity that I got to. I mean, I'm so lucky to – that's what I realized, I think, the most when I – got out on that upper deck. Such a religious experience, like looking down on everybody that put so much time into whether it be barbecue or outfits, just to like kind of love on us as players. It's a lot of fun.
Terrific.
A lot of fun.
That's why this show's so amazing. It's on the largest network in the NFL, but this group who comes week after week after week, we've seen it becomes life. You talk about a spiritual experience, but we've experienced sickness and births and marriages. And I mean, so it's just awesome to have all that kind of centered around something that unifies all of us. And I've seen it 3 times with Super Bowl parades. There's no divide. There's no political divide. We're Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There's no racial divide. You got people, you got the farmer from northern Missouri or northern Kansas, like hugging the third shift worker. What does that in our society? And you perpetuated that. You would enhance that. So it's the coolest thing.
Well, so it's so easy. Like when you pull into that player's lot and you walk under, when they drove me into the car, I got to look over and interact with all the folks that are, you know, just wishing players like, hey, good luck today. You know, they're yelling down at us as we go into the tunnel initially. And I got to say hi to them. I was like, I got to get out. I want to see these people. And because, you know, it was funny when I would walk into the stadium, they'd see me. They're like, Colquitt, we hope you don't play today. Like, you know, and then you'd have somebody like, a lot of holds. And I was like, yeah, holding. So everybody, when I pull up, they'd be like, only holds, no kicking. But so just that interaction and, you know, being on the road, you know, you go from 300 to 3,000 to 10,000 to L.A. They're like, are there any L.A. fans here today? And so the travel ability of our fan base is second. You know, everybody used to talk about the Steelers. Have you heard anything about the Steelers travel lately? Because the red took over. No. Just wherever they go. And so that was fun. You know, on the road, people are like, hey, we're praying for you today, Colquitt. And you're like, and to all the players, you know, bringing cookies, Susie Bling Bling in the house, right? She came all the way up to the drum.
I heard. And Kent the Cake Packer was up there, too.
Yeah, she gave me 4 or 5 cookies. We ate them.
Count Kent's fingers. You have them all? 10? Just 8. Okay, 8. Well, you got 80%. You're good.
Yeah. It's those long relationships that are the most important to me. And, you know, I got to see a guy. He's like, I bought your jersey, number 2, your rookie year. And my friends were like, you're going to get the punter's jersey? And he goes, I'm the only one left. And you're one of them. And it's like, and you, look, hey, long time she's had that. So that's just overwhelming to me that somebody would go out, you know, get a jersey and just rep it. But then he mailed it to me and he was like, you're the only one left.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And that too is just crumbling off in the front and the back, and still wears it every day. Every game.
It's remarkable. It is remarkable. But the fact that 15 years, not everything was, and that's why I love the fact that you got that Super Bowl 54 championship. And because we both kind of survived it together.
Oh, man.
There were some bleak moments. And the lowest would have been the locker room in Denver at the end of the 2012 season. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing you before the game and after the game thinking, what are we going to do? And then everything changed. How much pride do you have in the fact that it wasn't always a primrose lane, that you were a remnant, you have a Super Bowl ring that you wear, you became a champion, but the fact that you were so resolute in being there, and for your kids to tell them that story?
Yeah, well, you get to see the turning of the tide. You know, a lot of those guys in this building that have been there, say, since, you know, 2020 or 2021, 22, these last two guys, somebody's going to be in the league now for 3 years and have three Super Bowl rings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfathomable to me, you. I mean, how many times have we spent out in hallways talking about, can you believe what's going on here? Yeah. This is a Fortune 32 company, and this is like high school.
Yeah.
Like, there's some stuff going on. And some of them were necessary processes to clean up certain things in the business and all that stuff. But, like, for what we endured and we got to see, and we finally got to turn over the keys to Chiefs Kingdom, the fans and stuff like that, and now they're because they weathered all those storms with us, right? I mean, in the stadium, freezing their butts off, sweating their butts off, making the barbecue, driving from 250 miles away to every game, not missing anything, right? What we just talked about. So it's
and never losing hope.
Yeah,
never losing hope.
No, and so I love the fact that we have a new generation of fans that look back and they're like, because I told one of the players, I was like, man, we came from 2-14 seasons, and he's like, no way. Like, what? Like, he wasn't fully aware of that. And I think it's good to tell people, like, you got a big flag to hold. You got a big burden to bear, because we've been in those trenches before, and you guys have really kind of reaped a lot of stuff, and take care of it. Keep the organization on the up and up, because this is the best community for it. And that, like, we had Broncos fans up in here, it wouldn't be the same, right? I mean, I love the stadium. It's brick and mortar and grass and all that stuff, but it's really the fans up in there that make that place crazy to come into.
Your family's so awesome. We're going to get into that after this. But what I love, how many kids ages 10 and below are now like Kingdom forever.
Yeah,
and they're all over the earth.
Yeah. Oh, so it's awesome. But, well, my 16-year-old now at the Super Bowl 5 years ago now, right? Yeah, 5 years. I remember him. I heard this story. So right at the end of the – right towards the end of the game, Pat throws a pick. I don't want to go down this, but we're in greener pasture, so it doesn't matter. But Colston literally did a U-turn and went up and was throwing up in a trash can because he was like, it's 20-10. Like, we just threw a pick. We're done. Kind of deal. And so as a kid, you know, I get it, because he's seen a lot. I remember when he was smaller, he'd come up and he goes, Dad, did you win? And I was like, nah, we didn't. And he goes, so you lost? And I was like, Yeah, we did. He goes, Dad, you always lost. Right. So none of these new players have to deal with that. They're like, oh, yeah, we won. We only lost one game this year. I don't count the Donkeys. And so, but Colston, Christia, my wife, runs up those stairs and grabs onto him as he's throwing because they didn't score on that. We still have a chance. So we got him back in the seats and watched that miraculous comeback that we did, AFC Championship Division game, wild card. You know, that was crazy. I was so crass. Now thinking about it, I'm like, dang, man, we defied all odds.
Now, Colston will tell his great-grandkids that story and talk about how cool their great-great-granddad was. Yeah. We come back. We're going to get caught up with what Dustin's doing now. Again, we're at the Liberty Hy-Vee getting ready for a seventh consecutive AFC Championship game and the most historic of any of those. We'll be back more with Dustin, D.C. after this, Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They're going for it, Dana.
It looks like they're going to go for it here. Fourth and long. 3 seconds left on the play clock.
Houston trying to snap it before the play count. Here comes a rush against Stroud on fourth down. And he's going to go down. The Chiefs not only hold, they get a sack. George Karloftis and Jaden Hicks also there. It's not only a hold, it's a sack and a loss. And the Chiefs will have the ball in Houston territory.
Leo blocking another field goal. So cool. That guy has helped us so much this year as a base defender and on special teams. Great to see so many people out here again. We've got New Jersey represented. We've got San Bernardino, California. Danielle joined us via FaceTime from Maine. And with us tonight, one of the most popular players in the 65-year history of this franchise, number two Pro Bowl punter Dustin Colquitt, Super Bowl champion. Catch us up. What are we doing?
Yeah, so I'm in Knoxville. Coach Heupel asked me to come on to his staff to work with the kickers and punters. So I'm on the special team staff there at school, kind of working through all the kicking, punting, all that stuff. It's a lot of fun. I actually have an Australian named Jackson Ross that can roll right and punt and roll left and punt. And it is wild to watch kind of for the first time because it's not that much. I mean, as dominant as right, but like he can kick spirals. He doesn't do it in a game lefties yet, but man, it's just to like think of dropping with both hands like that. There's no way. When I'm left footed, right handed, and when I started to try to punt my senior year in high school, I'd be putting the ball out like that with a hand that I've never brushed my teeth with, that I didn't have any dexterity in the hand. And so I was like bloody gums, you know, brush my teeth, juggling golf balls, because my dad was like, your hand's terrible. Like, and he showed up my senior year, I'm dropping the ball like this from my right foot, or my right hand to the left foot, and he's like, this is embarrassing. Like,
and by the way, your dad knew what he was talking about, yeah. Super Bowl champion punter, yeah. So, yeah.
I was embarrassed for him when he came to practice and saw me. I just didn't know any better. Some of those soccer keepers can do that. And so I just was watching them. And then he came to practice and he goes, man, we got to fix this. We have 2 weeks before the first game. Never punted an oblong ball.
So, man.
It's not good.
But congrats to Tennessee. Good
thank
year.
You. Yeah, it was a good year. And obviously we ran into these guys, Ohio State, just buzzsaw a little bit. But, I mean, we kind of got banged up at the end of the season. I love Coach Heupel. He's got a great staff there. And back in my hometown, Christia's teaching. I call it coaching sometimes too, at Sacred Heart Cathedral School, eighth grade, honors math. And then I got a senior in high school that is either going to Catholic University in D.C., maybe Tennessee, or KU. And any lake rat around this area will appreciate this. On his KU asked him, like, you know, what interests you in coming to our university? And said, well, we have a family place at the Ozarks, and it's pretty close. And I was like, you got to take that off. You got to take that off. They're not interested in that, Brickley. Like, what are you thinking?
No, we want you here. We want you fishing. Yeah. Oh, and it's like 4 hours away, but that's okay. And then the rest of the kids.
So, Cannon is 11, fourth grade. KJ is 6th grade. Hartley, 8th grade. She's doing, like, volleyball and cheerleading. KJ's into baseball and basketball. Yeah, I think he's playing for like two or three teams right now. Colston is kicking at West High School, which they made it to the playoffs, but we're back-to-back state champions. So he's going to hopefully be the next punting culprit. He got a little bit – yeah, so it's exciting. And then Brinkley, I think, is going to do philosophy. If he goes to Catholic, he'll do philosophy and then or some kind of law school. So
he'll be writing. We're going to see him.
He wrote a book. He wrote a book last year, 400-pager, that – yeah, it's what, like, this kid is, he takes over, he's like Christia, sadly to say. Like, I feel like Forrest Gump a little bit, saying it's like, is he like me, kind of deal? And you're like, no, he's like Christia, thank God. But yeah, he wrote a book this year, he's in all honor stuff, gets moved up. He's hardly in class, I feel like, because he did a lot of classwork here and had great teachers. You know how the school systems are here, right? Blue Valley and the Catholic schools here are unbelievable, so. And every part of town. But, yeah, we're busy in Knoxville. We're loving it. But it's a two-year plan. So we're going to speak it out into the universe. Maybe I can come back because I do miss you folks. I miss you folks. Bad.
Let's let him go into the night, ladies and gentlemen. But perfect guy to have here on what I think will be the biggest game in our city's history, Sunday night, to try to make history. One more time as we walk him into the night, Dustin Colquitt, one of the most popular players in Chiefs history. And for the Chiefs Kingdom, it is time to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. Dustin Colquitt, everyone. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Big play here, 3rd and 10 Texans at the Kansas City 13. Tight triangle left of Stroud on the far side of the field. Takes the snap on the near side. Waits, calls another. And now he's going to call a audible. Agumba Wale is his halfback left. Stroud takes the 3rd and 10 snap. Stepping up, he's engulfed and sacked again. Karlaftis is just eating this team alive. And that is the 8th sack by Kansas City.
Welcome back, everybody, at the Liberty Hy-Vee. This is a great store. And to give a shout-out, Jason, every week's grinding it out, man, our Topeka dude, and Shotgun Jackson. How cool is Shotgun Jackson? He sleeps at the station when there's a blizzard so that we can be on the air for the Denver game. He liked it so much, that's where he's staying every night. So, it's kind of weird, but that's okay. But we love Shotgun. And how good is Dustin Colquitt, right? Wow. Kelly Will here tonight. Fantastic. Kelly's a veteran, of course, and a terrific helper for me. So here we go. I'm telling you, and it's, you know, NFL can be full of hyperbole, but when you look at the context of this game coming up, we're three-time Super Bowl champions in the past 5 years, right? That's awesome. DC's got a ring. I love it. We've won four Super Bowls, but those are all marks for us and our franchise's history, which is important. But when you consider what is on the line Sunday night, the fact that the only three teams that have won Super Bowls back-to-back that even got to this point, the 76 Steelers, the 90 49ers, and the 94 Dallas Cowboys, are the only three teams that got this far, and they all lost. If we win Sunday night, it is a huge historical victory in the context of the 120-plus years of the NFL and the almost 60 years of history of the Super Bowl. Now, we know that'll just open the door for going to New Orleans. Buffalo's playing awesome. They're having a great year. Again, only 8 giveaways all year. That tied an all-time National Football League record, 32 takeaways. Their game last night against Baltimore was a microcosm of their entire season. So, it's a big game, but that's the way we love it. It's the way Big Red loves it. It's the way our quarterback loves it. It's the way our tight end loves it. It is time to go make history this week. Next week, we'll be at the Overland Park Hy-Vee location at 95th in Antioch. Come join us. I'm going to try to get Jan Stenerud there and relive Super Bowl IV. Thank you for joining us on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.